sunshine. Give me a do.
Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good hands. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Lauren Watkins, fresh from her very first train trip ever, joins us today. Hey, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
So you rode the tube here.
I did.
You were saying like, oh, it's my first time on the train, and I thought you meant the first time on the tube, but you mean the first time on a train.
On any train. At all. Like that.
That is, how exciting.
It was exciting. I felt like a city girl.
Yeah. I don't know how you avoided riding trains, but where did you grow up?
So I'm from Nashville originally, born and raised there.
Which, as we've discussed,
has a train. They have a train. I was completely ignorant to that.
They don't have a public transport system. That's not what we're talking about. There is if you go to Nashville, there is a lovely little train trip that you can take from the river.
I'm glad to know that. It's just not an everyday thing.
No,
there.
It is
so
not.
So I never grew up doing that.
So how did you feel on the tube?
A little nervous.
Did you know what to do? Like, were you like, where
do
I?
No, but I had really good guides with me.
Yes,
so I just followed
seasoned
them around.
Pros with you.
Yes.
I'm so excited that you're here because we've been loving your music.
Thank you.
And I mean, already people over here know who you are. They know your music.
That's
and so
wild.
It's so great that you were able to come over.
The crowds are a little different here than they are in the U.S.
In what way?
They're a lot quieter, but
right.
in a good way, like in a listening
we're
way.
We're listening, yeah.
We're a lot more rowdy over there, which
yes.
I like that too. I love to play for a crowd who wants to scream and cheer and dance, but I'm a songwriter, and I love, it really means a lot to me that people are actually listening and they're soaking in the words. Makes me a little nervous because I'm like, okay, if I mess up, everybody's going to know.
Yeah.
But it's nice. It's really refreshing. I like it.
So you've been out on tour with loads of big names, and I always think that this is like a great way to learn. Maybe learn isn't the right word because you know what you're doing.
No, that's true though. I'm definitely learning. I have no idea what I'm doing, by the way. For the record,
don't tell anybody. It's fine. Just fake it till you make it. You're doing fine. But out with Morgan Wallen, out with Jameson Rogers, Lily Rose.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess the biggest. Like Morgan Wallen, that is just a huge crowd,
huge.
Night after night after night. What is that like?
Well, I've done 2 shows with him so far, and we're about to do a lot more, so
right.
I'll see. I'll figure out what it's going to be like. But it's really crazy. His fans are so crazy. They are, they're so all in, and it's awesome. And so I felt like I was really embraced by the crowd there, which was really nice. It's just a different scene than I'm used to because I've been playing a lot smaller shows than that. And so opening for him in an arena was that at the time was the biggest thing I had done. And I was so nervous.
Were you?
Yeah, I was because it's like a culture shock. And
sure. It's like riding a train for the first time.
Exactly. A lot like that. But it was so fun, and like the Nashville community is so small, actually.
Yeah.
And so I had gotten to know them a little bit before going on the road with them, and they were just artists that I liked and really liked their music and loved what they were doing. And so it's been cool to have those kind of people reach out to me and say, like, hey, I want to support you. Come on the road with me.
So growing up in Nashville, were you ever going to do anything else? Like, were you like, I'm going to be a veterinarian?
Okay,
or
was
it like,
not,
you have to be?
I wasn't going to do anything like that ever.
Okay.
I don't know if I have the brains for that.
You do.
But I grew up just loving music and loving playing music. I used to play with my sister all the time. She's a songwriter.
Right.
And we grew up just singing and playing in bars together. And being in Nashville, I wouldn't say that it was normal. Like, not everybody I knew played and sang, but it was somewhat normal. Like, the bars were always very welcoming to, hey, come play. And so I loved it, but I was sort of like every other kid in their hometown. I wanted to get out.
Oh, right. You wanted to leave.
Yeah. For a period
okay.
of time, I was like, get me out of here. I'm over it. So
where did you want to go?
Well, I went to college, and that was all that I knew of. All I knew I was going to do was go to college. So I went to Ole Miss.
Okay.
In Mississippi. And I didn't have a plan. I just thought I was going to go to Ole Miss and then move to the beach.
Marketing. I love it.
I just knew
I wasn't going to move to the beach.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was going to do.
That is a brilliant plan.
Had no job lined up. I was just like, I'm going to move to the beach.
I'm completely supportive of this
plan.
Well,
I thought it was a great idea.
It is. But I want to do it now.
Maybe I will still do that someday.
Yeah.
But while I was in college, I just, I loved school. I mean, I met such good people and it was a good time there. But
and
I
you
was,
said you majored in marketing?
I did,
okay.
Yes.
Useful. That's
yeah,
useful.
Yeah, it actually has been really useful. And but while I was there, I just missed music so much and right. I missed doing it regularly because I was, you know, I was always had my guitar with me. I was always singing for my roommates or whoever. But I wasn't doing it like I knew I wanted to be,
right.
Like all the time. And so during college, I realized pretty quickly, I'm totally going to move back home as soon as this is all over. And so I did.
And never looked back.
And never looked back.
But Nashville has changed so much since you were growing up
yeah,
in it, right?
It has.
Like, I mean, I'd go back a few times a year and even then, like I'll have been there a few months ago and come back and be like, well, that's a new building.
Yeah. I will leave for a weekend and then I come back and there's a new building.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely gotten a lot more urban, like big city, which as we covered earlier, I'm not much of a city person. So to me, it's a little scary.
Even though it's your hometown?
Even though it's my hometown.
Interesting.
Because it feels different.
There's a lot of traffic.
There's just a lot of traffic, a lot of new. But it's all, at the same time, still so familiar to me. And so I'll always love Nashville.
Do you still have like things that you loved about Nashville as a kid that are still there?
Yeah. Well, the Bluebird.
Sure.
They can't knock that down.
No,
it's
they
protected.
Really can't.
And so I grew up going there a lot. So I love it there. Yeah, there's definitely some places. It's funny. Green Hills is like kind of near where I grew up. And it used to be a lot more quaint kind of shopping area. And there's still some of the same places, the same corner pub that I always like to go to. But now there's buildings everywhere.
Yeah.
And so it's different, but there's still some little gems. And I also like how it's really easy to get outside of the city.
Yeah, you can take a train.
That's right. Now I know it's even
so
easier.
Easy.
Yeah. But so, anywhere, it's like a 20-minute drive and you're out of there. You're
yeah,
the
and it's a whole different world.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a whole different world mm-hmm. when you get outside of Nashville. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of, you know, a lot of people dream about going to Nashville from the UK and plan on it and build
yeah.
up to it. So as a Nashville native, anybody that's going to Nashville from the UK, what's one thing they should avoid and one thing they should definitely do?
It's funny. I kind of want to give the same answer for both.
Oh, good. Perfect.
It's Broadway.
Yes.
Like you kind of want to avoid it at all costs, but at the same time, you
have
gotta
to do
it.
Yeah. I always say if you're going to Broadway, which you have to do,
yeah.
go to Robert's Western World.
Yes.
Like that's
yes.
the one. If you're going to hit one honky tonk, mm-hmm. that's the one to hit.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
And it's kept its same old vibe.
Mm-hmm. And get the crinkle cut French fries.
Yes.
Sit upstairs
yes.
so you can overlook the madness.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself a cheeseburger.
Yes.
And you're good to go.
That is a good place to people watch.
It's a great place
anywhere
to people
on Broadway,
watch.
Really.
And you can get a fried bologna sandwich, which we do not have here.
Okay, you got to go get that.
You
go to Roberts.
There you go. And also, while you're there, pop over to the Johnny Cash Museum. It's good.
Yeah, it is. Or the Hall of Fame.
Basically, we were saying just go to Broadway and spend your whole time there.
You can't avoid it.
Yeah, no, do it. Hey, listen, it's so great to meet you.
So good to meet you, too.
Do we have more music on the way from you?
We do.
Do we? Tell us about that before you go.
You know, I don't want to give away too much, but I've been working really hard on a lot of new music that I'm really excited about. And last year, I put out my first two EPs.
Yes, congratulations
first music
on that.
Ever. Thank you very much. So the first one was Introducing Lauren Watkins, self-explanatory.
Yeah. Who? What? Hey, hi. Nice to meet you.
Now you know. And the second one was Introducing the Heartbreak. And I just thought it was a great first batch of songs that really introduced me and just kind of where I've been. And so I like to think of that as kind of the prequel to all that's coming next.
Okay.
So, I'll leave it at
Are
that.
We talking EP? Are we talking album? Are you
going
to drip feed it? We don't
know.
You know.
I don't know. Wink.
Wink, wink. We'll find out. We can't wait.
Thank you. I can't wait either.
Be sure to let us know.
I will.
And will you come back and see us?
Yes. I'm dying to come back.
Lovely to meet you.
Lovely
Thank you.
Lovely to meet you too. Thanks.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.